Behind the White Brick by Frances Hodgson Burnett.
It began with Aunt Hattie's being out of temper, which it must be confessed was nothing new. At its best, Aunt Hattie's temper was none of the most charming, and this morning it was at its worst. She had awakened to the consciousness of having a hard day's work before her, and she had awakened late. So everything had gone wrong from the first. There was a sharp ring in her voice when she came to Jem's bedroom door and called out, "Jemima, get up this minute!" Jem knew what to expect when Aunt Hattie began a day by calling her Jemima. It was one of the poor child's grievances that she had been given such an ugly name. In all the books she had read, and she had read a great many, Jem never had met a heroine who was called Jemima, but it had been her mother's favorite sister's name, and so it had fallen to her lot. Her mother always called her Jem or Mimi, which was much prettier, and even Aunt Hattie only reserved Jemima for unpleasant state occasions. It was a dreadful day to Jem. Her mother was not at home, and would not be until night. She had been called away unexpectedly, and had been obliged to leave Jem and the baby to Aunt Hattie's mercies. So Jem found herself busy enough. Scarcely had she finished doing one thing when Aunt Hattie told her to begin another. She wiped dishes and picked fruit and attended to the baby, and when baby had gone to sleep, and everything else seemed disposed of, for a time at least, she was so tired that she was glad to sit down. And then she thought of the book she had been reading the night before, a certain delightful storybook about a little girl whose name was Flora and who was so happy and rich and pretty and good that Jem had likened her to the little princesses one reads about, to whose christening feast every fairy brings a gift. "I shall have time to finish my chapter before dinner time comes," said Jem, and she sat down snugly in one corner of the wide, old-fashioned fireplace. But she had not read more than two pages before something dreadful happened. Aunt Hattie came into the room in a great hurry, in such a hurry indeed that she caught her foot in the matting and fell, striking her elbow sharply against a chair, which so upset her temper that the moment she found herself on her feet, she flew at Jem. "What?" she said, snatching the book from her. "Reading again? When I am running all over the house..."